Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Plugbooks.com, because class is almost back in session.
That is correct.
You losers marching back to school,
reading books like a bunch of nerds.
Teach me.
I like college. I like school.
It actually is pretty important.
Oh, check out this rhyme.
I like college. I like school. I like knowledge, cause it's cool.
This is you protesting to nobody.
I like college. I like school. I like knowledge, cause knowledge is cool.
Go to hell. Guys, the college bookstore, for those of you in college, you know that the college bookstore, it's not a good deal. Textbooks are ridiculously expensive. You go there, you look, and it's like $200 for a textbook.
Tell you what, dude, that's why I dropped out of college.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
Well, I also had a learning problem.
Yeah.
And I like to party.
Yeah,
and I didn't believe in myself.
My problem is that
I
don't like to learn.
And I was lonely and sad there. So, yeah, and I don't think the expensive books helped.
No, not
Do you
at
think
all.
They helped?
No.
They were a hindrance.
So what's the alternative? We'll tell you what it is. It's Slugbooks.com.
Just one Slugbooks.
Oh, yeah. I should specify that. Slugbooks.com. It compares the prices of all the cheapest sites online so that you can save the most money. How does it work, Jake?
Easy.
How?
Okay. Well, it's simple, Amir.
Yeah?
First, you find the ISBN numbers of the books you need at your college, professor, or bookstore's website and search for that number on Slugbooks. You'll be comparing the exact same book as the ones your class requires across a ton of sites.
It's that easy, boys and girls. If you go to slugbooks.com/Jake or slugbooks.com/Amir, you can save money on textbooks, and you get to see a little cool cartoon of me or of Jake.
Cool cartoon.
Remember they made those?
Cool.
They turned us into little animated books?
Yes.
Little cartoon books?
I remember it.
So those are cute.
I did.
Those are friendly
Don't
to check out.
Don't keep reminding me of shit.
I didn't constantly.
When I'm like, you're always
if
like...
If anything, I was just reminding the audience.
You were like, remember that? And
yeah.
I was like, yeah. And you're like, do you remember that? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And
no, I only
like,
said it once.
Do you remember that?
No. I
know how
said
they
it
did
once.
That? And it's like... Dude, I was there. You don't have to remind me, especially five or six, maybe even half a dozen times just now.
You have a bad attitude. So if the textbooks are selling your books for $200, $250, $300, you might be able to find it for only $10 online. Don't be an idiot.
Don't drop out of college just because the books are expensive.
Yeah, instead just go to slugbooks.com/Amir.
Or /Jake.
Yeah, check them out, guys. It's just an easy way to save money if you're in school. Now, about this episode, well, what a roller coaster it was. We answered questions, we talked to each other, we even did some riffs and bits, some skits and sketches.
We did.
It was just like a fun little, what seemed to be 7.5 hours, but it was actually closer to 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, oh no.
No, it was a little long, but not that long. We still have shows, tickets available for our shows in London, September 8th, right?
That's correct.
Monday, September 8th. And we'll put that link on our website. Please come check it out. There's a live podcast and a live show.
Woo!
Let's get started. Things get real. Bye.
Jews who have the time to listen to you whine about nothing and everything a lad wants.
this is one of those advice podcast shows, but funny to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I need to seize the cheese. Sometimes I'm worried that I've beefed. If it all just gets too much, you can kill yourself in a Starbucks. Now you know what I'd do if I were you.
We're gonna stop it right there.
Wow.
There's a second verse. I didn't want it to go on for too long, so I'm gonna play the rest of it at the end.
A teaser, a cliffhanger. Stick around, you can hear the end of that song.
That was awesome, right? It was by Ben Flowers.
Ben Flowers. I legit think he's better than Green Day.
Yeah.
Is it crazy to say that?
It's like what you said once. If he can do an impression of a great, great singer... Are you a great singer?
That's what you said, right?
Yeah, or is it what you said?
I thought it was what you said. Were you like, if you could do a Freddie Mercury impression, are you a good singer?
Right. To do like a musical impression, I feel like is so much better than an actual impression.
Yeah.
Because it's like talent, plus also you can sound like him. Do you remember learning about that or seeing that video for the first time in like 1995?
The Green Day one?
Yeah, the basket case.
Yeah, I thought it was, I was like, oh my God, my mom cannot know I'm watching this.
This is about, there's a line about jerking it, I think.
There was like that line, I went to a whore, he said my life's a bore. Like, whoa, wait.
Isn't it funny to think that our 18-year-old fans were born after that song came out?
It's crazy.
That's, you want to feel old. Billy Joel Armstrong. Yeah, he's 68.
Joel's son. Can you believe that? They're related. Billy Joel had a son and he named him Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah. And then his last name is Joel.
Yeah.
So Billy Joel's son
is Billy Joe Armstrong Joel. Holy fucking nuts.
I can't believe those.
I can't wrap my head around that. Fact.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is a fact.
It's a fact. It's true.
Yeah.
The truest part of all is that it's a fact.
And vice versa. And versa vice.
The factest part of all.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast show on the internet hosted by me.
And me.
I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
Did I already say that guy's name is Ben Flowers?
You did.
Okay. He deserves another one.
He deserves
another name.
And he deserves this song to be played at the end of the podcast. I think... You're being a little Flowers aggrandizing today.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm too into it.
To give him two shout outs and two a bookend of the podcast. I think he's good. I think he's great. I don't think he's Billy Joel's son great.
No.
But who is, except for Billy Joel Armstrong Joel.
So how does this show work? Well, basically.
Well, I like what you're doing right now. Don't stop.
Get it. People write in to our show, ifireyoushow@gmail.com, with questions. They seek our guidance and advice, and we do our best to offer it on this here podcast. See, you download it, and you can listen to it on the go. That's
the
best part. Like,
on the get-go.
You could be in a car and listen to this show.
You could be walking down the street listening to this show, riding the subway, listening to this show.
You could be at the gym listening to this show.
You could be pumping iron as you listen to this show.
Yeah, you could just be... Did we already say at the gym?
You could be like... Home from a date.
Yeah.
Your iPod's on shuffle.
Oh, that's
press
good.
Play. And then you're like hooking up with this girl.
Oh.
Crash is playing.
Oh, yeah.
Crash into me.
Yeah.
Crash into me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, seize the cheese.
Yeah.
Seize the cheese. Like, oh, wait. Fuck. I'm sorry.
I wanted to go through every situation so that when everyone listening to is like,
that's what I'm doing.
You could be washing the dishes, doing a chore around the house.
You could be doing a chore.
Yeah.
You could be driving to visit your father at his nursing home. Yeah. Mommy. Hi, mommy. Hi, mom. That's how mommy listens to it.
When's your mom's birthday?
I love you, mom. I miss you.
And what about your dad?
Hey, Dad.
Father.
Father, how are you? I hope you're well.
I don't know how the fuck you landed her.
Mom's a 10 and you're not on the goddamn scale, Dad.
To say you're a 0 is an upsell. You're not a number. You're a pear. You're a pear-shaped dad. You're a fruit daddy.
A fruit daddy, and I'd say you were delicious, but that's mom.
Mom. So to recap, mom's a 10. You're a moldy pear.
Fuck. Mom's 100. Mom's 100 and you're a potato, Dad.
A potato. You're a spud.
Mr. Potato Dad.
You're a, what's that line from our video? You're a chicken parm.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite jokes I ever wrote.
You're a chicken parmesan. We're so funny to us.
Yeah.
That's why we like us.
You like us.
Yeah, because we're our fans.
I think you're funny because you have the exact same sense of humor as me.
Yeah, and likewise. And then when we get together and do stuff, it's funny for me because it's like some stuff I thought
I laugh when you talk because it's like me.
Yeah. It's like when I yell into a mirror and it's funny, or I talk into a microphone and I listen to it later and I giggle to myself because it's funny to me. So let's start. Let's do this. Let's answer some questions. These are real emails from real people. And if you have your own emails, you can email thefireyoushow@gmail.com. Also, if you have your own theme song, you can email that. Same email address. All right. What should we call this person? We want to give him a fake name to preserve his anonymity.
Anonymity.
What about if we call him Dallas?
Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's going to be like cities?
Oh, you don't know. You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know.
Not capitals.
Well, who knows?
Houston's the capital of Texas, isn't it?
I believe it's Austin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, ready?
Uh-huh.
Dallas writes, "Hey, guys, I need your advice about whether or not to tell on my best friend to his mom. He's an Orthodox Jew who's been studying on how to be a pickup artist, and he told me that he plans to spend the next year partying instead of attending college. He says it's the last time in his life he'll get a chance to party like that. I didn't want him to lie to his mom, but I was okay with not getting involved until I heard that he had already lied to her about going to college the previous year. His mother said that she'll kick him out of the house if he skips college again, and it's not like he's dropping out of college to pursue his dream of a comedy career or anything like that. He just wants to party. The school term hasn't started yet. What should I do? Sincerely, Dallas."
Dallas.
Hmm.
Of course, this is a matter you have to take into your own hands.
Straight to the mommy.
Yeah.
This is going all the way to the top.
I think this, of course, involves you.
Yeah.
I think this is not a familial order.
You're implicated.
I think you have, I wouldn't even say a moral
obligation.
A moral right.
To?
A moral demand.
To what?
You must tattle.
I must tell a tattle
on his tail.
Yeah, I hope he'll tattle
his tail. His tail has been tattled, and your friend might be rattled, but I think this business has been saddled.
Settled.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
We're confusing and offending people. Because he's an Orthodox Jew.
Yeah.
Why did he include that part? Why did we have to know that?
I don't know why we had to know that. I guess,
but it does make me understand him more.
Yeah, maybe to sort of like sense the.
It paints the picture,
right? Well, and the implications of dropping out of school and being a pickup artist. You know, he's definitely going to go to hell. Maybe his family has sort of an expectation for him to go to school and study the Talmud.
Of course, yes, very good. Yes, you must. Oi. Yes.
Oi.
Oh, I have no son. What are you, a pickup artist all of a sudden? Why don't you pick up a lesson?
Oh, yes. Thank you. you got to tell his mom. You have to. I think it's important that you be the person that do it, his friend.
I think the hardest part will be sitting his mother down and saying, I'm afraid it's come to this. I have to tattle a tale. Hi. And it goes a little something like this.
Mrs. Austin, I think you know why I'm here. Why
Dallas.
I've come here.
Yeah.
Yes, it's me, Dallas. So look, I have a piece of news that I think you're going to be happy that it's coming from me, son's friend.
It's going to shock and awe you. Your son wants to become a pickup artist. He wants to party.
He's planning on not going to college.
Sounds like if he wants to party, he should go to college.
Yeah, that's
another
thing.
Where else will
you
party?
If you want to pick up girls,
maybe that's what
college is a pretty good spot to do it.
Maybe you should be like, hey, maybe you should go to college if you want to, one, talk to babes, and two, party a lot.
Yeah. That's what you do in college.
That's a very, very good point. And also, then in between, how is he going to get away with lying to his parents about going to college?
Yeah, that's the money is the checks are getting cashed by a school presumably knows he's never been to class.
It seems like a very tough lie to get away with. I think I'm with Amir. You talk to him first. You convince him of the merits of going to college rather than telling his mommy on him.
It's so funny. It never once did he bring up the fact that he could approach his dad. He's like, I have to tell his mommy.
Is there anything you would tell my mom on me for?
Oh, that's a good question. What would I tell? I guess if you had a drug problem and you weren't like seeking any help, I would like maybe email your parents and be like, hey, Jake's like starting to like lose grasp of what's important
that,
and what's
good.
Yeah,
that's fair. You would probably have a conversation with me about it solo.
Right, and this is after I find out that you lied to me. Like, you would like,
oh, right.
You
like, hey, dude, I'm doing a lot better, man.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, really? And then I go into the bathroom and I see a syringe. I'm like, right. Holy shit, he's
well, then you'd probably
himself.
Like, you. I feel like you would loop in my brother.
Oh.
You could like call him. You got
to, but your brother's younger than you. You're not going to listen to what he says.
No, but like maybe like go to my parents as a unified front.
Oh, like hey, go with your brother to your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
I would admit, yeah, maybe like before you go straight to mom, if he's got siblings or anything, or anybody closer to the family than you as just his buddy.
If he's actually an Orthodox Jew, odds are he has 9 younger sisters and 6 older brothers, all within like 11 months of him that you can go to talk to.
Yeah, perfect.
So
do that.
Go to friends first. No, him first.
Then like other friends. Then some siblings.
Then
mommy.
And ultimately, if necessary, daddy.
Daddy.
But that's after really... the mom's like, whatever, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I don't care.
Weird Orthodox Jew mom.
Whatever, baby.
Valley Orthodox Jew.
That was my gay skeleton thing again.
Skeleton.
Theodore Leslie.
I forgot all about Theodore Leslie.
And his twin sister, Leslie Theodore. Who gives a shit as long as you're a pickup artist, baby?
Theodore, Leslie, you have to please stop smoking that long cigarette in the house.
It's 2.5 yards long. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Wait, did we give this guy advice?
Yeah, to not to talk to his friend and convince him to go to school, then like talk to other people, not go straight to mommy and tell.
Okay, perfect. We did it.
Yeah.
All right. We got a question from a lady.
Oh.
Who will call
Cheyenne.
Asia.
Okay.
Asia.
Sorry, I said Cheyenne. Yeah. You call her Asia. Okay, so it's not cities. It's just places is the theme.
So first one's places a guy named Dallas. And second one is this hot babe named Asia.
Yeah. Thank you, Theodore Leslie.
Hey, guys. I'm having a big Tinder problem, and since Jake is the one who convinced me to start using it in the first place, I thought you guys could give me some advice. So I got out of a really long relationship about a year ago, and I have dated a little bit since, but largely enjoyed being single. I started using Tinder a little bit ago, and I met this guy I really like. We've been hanging out a lot the last month or so, and I think we have a really good connection. The problem is, I'm still using Tinder, and every time I have a match that's super good-looking and seems like someone I'd like, I wonder if I should be getting any kind of serious with the guy I've been seeing. I feel like I'm missing out on so many hot guys. Maybe I'm just not ready for a relationship. Or is it too early for me to be thinking that we're getting serious? He seems kind of obsessed with me, in a good way. Also, the sex is really great. I don't want to lose that. I don't know what to do. Can you help me out? Love, Asia.
Ooh, Asia. That is quite a dilemma.
Asia's
like
suffering.
What you think.
Well, she's suffering from what is the major problem with like online dating in general, is that it like it's so hard to choose one. Because you know in your pocket is a million others.
Yeah.
And whether or not they're as good as this one, like, even though you might have found the greatest one, would you rather have 2 through 10?
Right.
So, like, maybe it's a quantity thing, not a quality thing.
That's true.
So it seems to me like she, if she's still, like, if it was really an awesome guy, she would not feel inclined to Tinder as much.
That's true.
Maybe she doesn't even think he's number one.
Yeah, I think I could equate it to like a big bucket of cookies, right?
Oh, I love it so far.
Fresh bucket of cookies. You're like, oh my God, all these look good. You dip your hand in.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, oh wait, that one's a little bigger. Oh, this one's a little more golden. Oh, this one actually doesn't have as many chocolate chips as I thought.
Okay.
So it's like sort of, you are in that dating pool. Right. You have like, this cookie looks really good. I want to eat this cookie, but like, what's the deal with this cookie? And there's like, I see a corner of a cookie down there that might be good.
Yeah, might so as well like,
wanna,
try.
Yeah, you just want to be trying all these cookies. And if this dude was so super great, then yeah. he would just be a big-ass cookie sitting right on the top, and you would know for sure.
Yeah, and you would get, like, full off of it, and you wouldn't even want any other cookies, because you'd be sick of cookies.
You'd be craving milk at this point. So if you're not drinking milk, then you should be eating cookies. That's all I'm going to say.
What's the milk in this metaphor?
The milk was
his semen.
Tell you what, okay, yeah, it's his seed. Speaking of seeds, if you okay, actually, here's another good metaphor for you.
We're planting a garden.
All right, yeah, we're planting a garden here. And if you don't want to till the soil, then you don't get to eat the salad. And when it rains, it pours.
It pours.
So let me tell you what.
Yeah. What goes better than a salad? Oh, than a tall glass of milk.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. His seed is everywhere. And if that salad was delicious, it's time for dessert. Here comes the cookie jar. Don't get your hand caught in the cookie jar. And
I need you to like breathe.
Just I am
breathe
breathing.
And
I'm
flip.
Breathing. I'm nervous
about what?
About the metaphor not going where I thought it was going to go. I thought it was going to be totally sound, and then it's...
Well, I was imagining, you know those, like, metal tins of Danish butter cookies? Those guys have a monopoly on cookie tins. The pretzel one with sugar on top, the round one, the round sandy one.
Yeah.
The sort of Swedish? Disc-shaped... Yeah. Are they Swedish or Danish?
Danish, I don't know.
The one that looks like a swirl, like it was pumped out of a puff pastry cone. Yeah. What other ones are in there? There's like the one with like a weird
little
raisin
raspberry
in it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Little,
we don't need
like,
that
it looks
one.
Looks like a Hummintaschen.
I say we go straight to the sugar pretzels. Give me a tin, a red or blue tin filled with the sugar pretzel.
Give me a monopoly on those tins, dude. How much money do we have to, like, how much of our assets do we have to liquidate to just even compete with them at this point?
To take
point?
Down this Danish cookie conglomerate.
Monopolies
honestly,
are illegal. Are monopolies illegal?
It is.
Are they illegal?
It is illegal. It's a not only monopoly, it might even be an oligopoly.
Yeah. It's a monopoly, a monastery, a monarchy, and a little bit of a monocle.
Yeah.
I think
this is the most we've deviated into gibberish.
They're illegal and coy. Yeah.
This Danish cookie mafia. Just fucking open your eyes, people. It's the same shit.
With they put a hit out on the gingerbread, man.
Yeah, and the
I swear to God they did.
That they could fit only three in, but then they layer. They layer.
I think, and the little wax paper that they use. You got to believe they're
in bed with the
wax. They're paying somebody under the table for that. That's not okay. That's not free. That's money. They're skimming off the top. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's blood money.
Why?
You ever heard of a blood diamond?
Sure.
You ever heard of a blood diamond?
Of course.
Well, tell me this. Have you ever heard of a blood cookie?
No, never. That doesn't make sense. Why would I have heard of that?
Welcome to the future, my friend.
Or what?
These cookies were retained using means that were violent, sometimes fatal.
And a little bit coy.
And very coy.
This is what we get for recording a podcast at 4 a.m. We are just loopy. 4 a.m. England time, but still.
Still.
So what should this girl do?
You got to.
Would you say don't delay or play or hate? Because you know you could always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs one of you is what I was saying.
She is pretty fly for a white guy, I'd say that.
What would you say? What is your advice to this girl who wants to keep sampling?
To that I say toda. To that I say all right, all right, all right. To that I say just keep swiping.
You say keep swiping, go for it.
Keep swiping on the Tinder because your mind ain't made up, girl.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe you just need a couple more dates under your belt before you're like, all right, this guy is dope.
You know what it is? I feel like I'm sort of in the same place. She just got out of a really long relationship about a year ago.
Yeah.
Same with me. And I don't know if there's – when you're in a long relationship and you get out of it, you feel such joy to be independent. And it's not just – being able to hook up, it's also just like doing whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very liberating to be the master of your own schedule.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what she has going for her, and she doesn't want to give that up just yet.
Well, it sounds like she's already with somebody who's obsessed with her.
She says obsessed in a good way.
Right. But I don't know. Like, how,
that's a dangerous thing to me.
Like, I don't really view being single as being a master of my own schedule. I'm like inundated with people who want to hang out and see me.
Right.
And that's like, oh my God, I'm a little stressed.
But
out.
You get to choose who you hang out with.
I guess that's
you get
true.
To choose everything about yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
When you're in a relationship, for better or for worse, usually it's like it's worth, you know, because you want to set a schedule with somebody else. They want to do stuff, you want to do stuff, but it's just not all entirely you. If it were entirely you, then the relationship would be bad.
Right.
So you're sort of at the whim a little bit of somebody else's schedule.
Right, like, hey, I want to do this. What's your opinion on it?
Right.
It matters. And when you're just like very casual, like, hey, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want.
That's true. I guess I think for me anyway, whenever I've known, I've like known. There was never ever like, should I be doing this? Is this normal? Should I take this step in this relationship? It's always like beyond my control.
Right. So if
so, in my opinion, I don't know if I'm ever right because I think I'm actually really stupid. But
if you
follow
were,
your heart, it sounds like your heart's confused. Yeah, I would just be like, you know what? If I have doubts, then that's the answer.
Even if the sex is really great.
You could find great sex anywhere.
Oh, Toda.
Ain't that hard, baby. Ain't that hard.
Hey, Gomi.
Hey, Gomi.
Gomi.
Yes, I will maybe agree with you. I feel like we're on the same page of keep swiping.
Just keep swiping.
You're not ready to be in a relationship yet. And that's okay, too.
And it's okay. And that's beautiful.
And that's life. And like, uh-oh, you're going to die alone because of it. But yeah, hey, at least you got the swipe for an extra 6 months. That's worth it.
On your deathbed, what's your last words? Oh, actually.
Let me just match one more match. Thank God I didn't settle for the guy that I loved that was obsessed with me in a good way. You fucked up by listening to us is what we're trying to say.
So, yeah, you could be listening to this podcast riding the train. You could be listening to it washing dishes. And you could be on your deathbed, on your phone, swiping on Tinder.
Who do you think is our oldest person who's listened to every episode of this podcast? Not who is it, but what would you say that person's age is?
Age is?
And let us, if you're sort of in that age range and you've listened to every single episode, email us and let us know.
The oldest person who's listened to every single episode?
Yeah. I got a good guess.
It better, okay. Say
you want to say it at the same time, 1, 2, 3, and then say our guess?
1, 2, 3, 60.
42. 60?
Yeah.
That's old.
I know. I'm filled with regret.
60 and is not even like doesn't know us or is related to us.
Yeah, my mom's not 60, if that's what you suggested.
Oh, it's not a bad thing.
I know it's not a bad thing, but it's that's what see I had a theory that it might be my mom, and then I didn't want to say her because I didn't want her to be sitting in the car and be like and think that I thought that she's the oldest person.
All right, so 42. If you're older than 42, you've listened to every episode, let me know. Prove me wrong, people. Prove me wrong.
What a boring experiment.
Boring for everyone but me, which is the point of the podcast, right?
Right.
Entertain true. Only me.
Fair enough.
All right. Third question?
Yes.
Third question. Let's call this person the moon.
I guess the theme is that they're getting further away.
Here's a funny story real quick. I remember in sixth grade, we had to take placement exams to get into seventh grade private schools. And there was the essay question for it was, if you can go anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? And I chose the moon. And then I left. I'm like, holy shit, the moon's not in the world. I flunked it. And I think I did not do great on it. If you can go anywhere on Earth, where would you go? And I chose literally one of the few places you could go off Earth. No. I chose literally the only place you can go, not the Earth. That's the only place you can go, right? You're either on the Earth. So my options were every single thing on Earth
or one thing that's not on Earth? And I said the moon.
Well, there's plenty of things that aren't on Earth. I guess,
but you couldn't go there.
Yeah, we've never traveled any of the other places.
I chose the one place not on Earth.
Yeah.
That you can go to.
It's in Earth's orbit.
No wonder I never went to Harvard fucking Westlake. Mom, you were right.
Oh, jeez Louise.
What, dude?
You did go to Harvard Westlake.
No, I actually didn't get in. Isn't it funny to imagine interviewing 12-year-olds to see if they can get into your school?
Jeez, I didn't. Kids shouldn't have to deal with rejection that early.
Yeah, and yet here I am. Anyway, let's get started. The moon.
Why you like Tinder?
Okay, long time listener, second time emailer. Anywho, before I start the problem, let me give you some background info. A dime moved into my neighborhood, one grade lower than me. We talked a few times. I've never worked up the courage to ask for her number. Okay, so here's the problem. I got this very attractive girl's number by asking her friend and started texting her. It was going pretty well. We were talking about basic stuff. How's your summer? How's school? Etc. Then she said, ha ha, to something I said. So I said, yeah, back. She never responded. It's been about 3 days. I really want to text her back and maybe get her to realize that I'm a pretty good guy, but I can't help but feel that she'll think I'm weird for texting her out of the blue and stuff. What should I do? Text her out of the blue and hope she doesn't think it's weird? Or wait for her to text me? Jake, I know you're a texting wizard, and the pinch, of course. Amir, your advice would also be helpful. Thanks. The moon. She said... He said, ha. He made a joke. She said, ha ha. He said, yeah. And then there was nothing.
I mean, you're done, dude.
That's it.
What did you say?
You can't come back from, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, ha ha, yeah. I mean, that's conversation killer.
Yeah.
Relationship killer.
That's it. We all know. Game enderer.
Sometimes it's a little hard for me to text with my claws lately, but I can tell you, I could use my two pinching claws and text better than that. Ha ha. Yeah.
You're disappointed.
I'm bummed.
This guy can rebound from yeah. It's not even her yeah. It's her. She said, ha ha. He said, yeah.
Right.
He's overthinking it.
It's like, also, you're worried about texting her out of the blue, which you did in the first place.
Yeah, you already texted her
without even speaking to her. You just got her number passively from somebody and started texting her. Then you made a joke, which she laughed at. And then you stopped. And now you're worried about texting her. It sounds like you opened up a texting relationship with her. You made a joke. It went over fine.
But this is a good little bit of advice. Maybe, like a comedian, you always end on the joke. So you make a joke. She says, ha-ha. Don't respond. Then 2 days later, you feel a little bit better being able to respond because you didn't end the conversation.
Yeah. Try not to end it with like, also, like,
saying, you didn't ask a question or anything like that. She couldn't have responded to yeah.
Haha, yeah.
So basically, the conversation was pretty much over.
What
and
you
then
did was
you
put a boring period at the end of it.
Exactly.
You didn't need to say anything.
It's always good to not be the last one that texts. That's a little bit of advice.
Yeah, that's your theory. I don't actually subscribe to that same exact
theory. I subscribe to that theory.
I know you do.
Because then it's like, oh, I'm not constantly being the one that like texts. It's like,
that initiates.
Oh, she said something and I didn't respond. I have the world's smallest upper hand.
See, I wonder if this is like just indicative of our, like, I like to say give the last text
right.
Because that way it's at, like, I've passed the ball. I'm waiting on her text.
Right, but so I wouldn't like that.
Well, yes, yeah, so you are like, I think it's insecure. So you'll be like, all right, she said something. I'm not going to respond because I know I'm going to want to text her later.
Yeah.
And she might not text me.
Right.
So I'm saying I'll respond last because I know she's going to text me.
But what if she doesn't? Then you have to text twice in a row.
Oh, wait, it's never ever happened, bro.
Thank you.
But
if you end it with their text as last, I feel like that gives you a small emotional and mental edge. Like, oh, why didn't he respond to me? Why did the conversation end on my last message?
It's infinitely small.
But it is there.
Microscopically small.
It is still a slight
advantage.
I'll admit
that it's there. I'll admit that, but I'll also do you one better and tell you that I don't fucking need it.
So, but let's say a girl says ha-ha to your joke.
I would say, damn yeah. Right. Yeah, indeed.
A plus, brother.
If I made a joke and a girl just said ha-ha, I think yeah is a pretty dumb response. Yeah. Let me be clear about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah is bad because you're just saying, yeah, it is.
Like,
funny.
I would have said something. Like,
imagine a girl laughed at your joke in real life and you go, yeah.
Yeah, every text I send is better than that.
I do that a lot in real life. When I get a laugh in a room, I will leave.
Oh, yeah.
I end on a high note.
It's true.
That could be the same thing in the digital
world.
But
I'm like, I also wouldn't say something, have people laugh, and walk out silently. I like to end on like a one-liner that wraps everything up really nicely.
Oh, like a nice conclusion. Like,
all right. Yeah. Well, good luck with this thing that you just mentioned.
In summation.
Yeah. So, like a comfortable little joke about something that they mentioned to me that they wouldn't know that I would necessarily remember.
Yeah. But since I picked up on that, I'm one, perceptive, and two, thoughtful enough to actually remember a little minutia about their lives.
That's right.
So this guy, feel free to go for that second text.
Of course.
2 days later.
Yeah, you can send the second text. You're fine, Geronifield.
Yeah, if you can come up with something, does it have to reference the old conversation or can it just be out of the blue?
She texts her, yo, you really did like that joke?
The ha-ha shit, or was that like a polite shit? Was that a courtesy ha?
That wasn't you being bullshit, right?
Yeah, go for it. It's been 2 days. You've played it cool. But my suggestion is to not end the next conversation. Jake doesn't subscribe to that theory.
No.
That's fine. Why would he fucking... Sorry. Listen to anything I have to say. All right.
Jesus.
Let's just... What? Jesus, dude. No, it's just a lot of small shit. All right.
No, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of small shit. It seems like it's one shit.
It's one shit and it's the text shit. It really is the text shit. The subscribe to my theory shit.
Yeah, I want you to subscribe.
Yeah.
Theodore Leslie, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't subscribe to that magazine. There should be a magazine called Theory. Although, is subscribe to that theory an actual phrase? Or is that just one that you said?
I believe so.
I subscribe to that ideology. Ideology?
Ideology.
No, whatever. It's break time.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Now, we just got back from Montreal.
Montreal kept it.
We kept it real.
We did.
It was a fun time.
Montreal was Montreal.
But yeah. But you had a tough time getting there, from what I understand.
I would like to take this opportunity to say, Harry's is a wonderful company. And now let's do the opposite of an ad. This is gonna be me doing some slander.
This is a Monday afternoon night blast.
I'm putting budget on blast.
Wow,
right now. This is a full-on budget blast. Do you remember when...
You're okay naming names.
I'll name names. Budget. This is a budget blast.
Yeah.
What was it? Kevin Smith put Southwest on blast?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess with people who have, like, social media followings.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Did you let them know that you had a podcast?
I really didn't. I should have. I should have.
I assure you, sir, I have a podcast.
I should have just showed them my Twitter followers or yours. And like, this is my friend.
And he's going to be outraged.
He's going to tweet.
So what happened when you went to budget, which is what people call stuff that's bad? You say that's budget.
Yeah. So it was bad. I went to budget.
You chose it because it was the cheapest option.
Yes. I rented a car. A nice intermediate sedan.
Oh, beautiful.
Dodge Avenger or similar, which I was looking forward to driving up to Montreal.
Or similar.
Yeah. And as I was leaving, mm-hmm. I realized that I was going to be early for my reservation.
As you were leaving your apartment to get to budget.
Yes. Yeah, so my reservation is for 3 p.m. And I say, I'd like to pick the car up at 1:30, actually.
Mm.
So I gave them a call. I said, is it possible? And we were speaking on the phone, the national budget hotline.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, your new quote would be X. It was $10 more expensive than my original one.
X plus 10.
Yeah. So it was like X plus 10. And I said, all right, great. Can I just do, is this just something I can take care of at the store? And they were like, yeah, go for it. So I went to the store.
Mm-hmm.
I met an employee. I won't name names, but his name was So I went to speak with I told him that I was there early for my pickup, and he said, "Oh, we don't have your car, but we can upgrade you to this other model. It's usually $40, but I can do it for $20." And I said, "$20 a day?" And he said, "Yeah." And I was taking this car for 10 days. So I said, "That's a lot of money." And he said, "Oh, yeah." And I was like, "Okay, well, it was only $10 to make my reservation earlier. Why don't I just do that?" And he was like, "You can't do that." And I was like, I was on the phone with them and they said I could. So I went and I called the number back, changed the reservation. This time it was a little frustrating because it was $30 more expensive.
When you call back, you call like the national budget hotline, not the specific branch.
Right, not this branch. Because actually when I had originally called that branch, nobody picked up.
Mm.
So they said it's $30. And I was like, fuck, this is really getting away from me now. I want the car. So I said, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And I went back and I told him, all right, my new time is 1:30. Or by that point, it was 1:45. It's like, it's 1:45. So I'm here. It's 1:45, the car. And he said, all right, well, it takes 45 minutes to get the car. I was like, so at that point, it's going to be 2:30. And you just maybe spend $30 extra dollars.
Per day?
The one time to get the car right then and there.
Right.
He's like, so, yeah, it takes 45 minutes for the car to get here. But that upgrade is here right now. He's like trying to get me to take that upgrade.
The upsell. How much was the upgrade?
$20 a day.
Oh, $200 total.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I sat down. I was going to wait to get this car. And then people start walking in and they're like, he's like, oh, yeah, your car's not available, but we can upgrade you. And I was like, what did they upgrade from? Does that mean an intermediate's available now? Can I downgrade? He's like, no, you can only upgrade. So these people upgraded from like whatever to a full size car. And then somebody else came in. He's like, oh, you're actually an hour late for your reservation. We don't have your car. So we have to upgrade you to a mini SUV. And I was like, this is a scam. This is me shouting to everybody in budget. This is me yelling at me and him talking to each other. And then there's just like five other people in there feeling very uncomfortable. Unfortunately, though, for because I was just like an asshole yelling at him saying it was a scam. So everybody is like, oh yeah, no, I'll take the SUV. It's $50 extra a day. It's like, yeah, that's fine. Thank you so much. This is great. Thank you so much. I'm like, don't you see what they do? And I was like, what is everybody else driving? What are the cars available right now? He's like, we don't have your car. And so then I'm still sitting. I go up there, 223.
Uh-huh.
I say, like, can we, like, get started with the paperwork, whatever? He's like, no, your car's not here. And I said, it's not here, but in 7 minutes it will be here at exactly 45 minutes after you told me. He's like, I think in 7 minutes it'll be here. Me and him are just like straight up smiling at each other now. It's like,
you're just like playing some sort of weird game of poker.
Yeah, we were totally like,
unwilling to budge.
Both of us were like sort of getting a kick out of like just tormenting each other.
So you were convinced of yourself that that car was already there.
Yeah, or that it was never even coming, because finally at 2:30 I went up and he's like, all right, let's get started on your paperwork. And good news, we are gonna give you an upgrade. And I was like, and I'm not paying for it. He's like, nope, we're giving you a full size standard car. And I just came out and I said to the guy that worked in the garage, like, where did this car come from?
Where is this?
Where do you keep the fucking cars?
Sir, I don't work here. I just came in here for a glass of water.
And midway during this waiting game with I went out to the garage guy too, and I was like, what cars do you have in the basement? And he's like, he knows in there. I was like, I don't trust that guy.
So what do you think this scam
and they
do, is?
They just shrug. They won't tell you. I think the scam is that they hold all the cards. So like, if you show up early for your car, then they don't have your car. If you show up late for your car, they don't have your car. If you show up right on time for your car, they also don't have your car, but then they'll give you your car for free.
So why do so they never they do have is your like, car?
Because they know people are desperate, they want their cars. I think they also know a lot of the time that people's companies are paying for them. So, like, even though College Humor was paying for this car, I was, like, out of principle, I didn't want to get out of it.
So if you show up early, they're like, oh, we'll charge you a little more if you want it now. If you show up
it's like, oh, yeah, well, your car's not here, but if you want a car right now, you can take this upgrade. It's $15 a day.
Right, like, or you can wait for 45 minutes, and you're like, I'll wait. I'll wait
Jude.
A whole day.
Oh, Jude, I'll wait. At one point, I was like, do you guys have a bathroom? And he's like, no.
This is like an episode of Seinfeld, it seems like. Or just like George, just like so stubborn, be like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He like camps there overnight.
It really was. It was a waiting game, just staring right at him. And I was also like, a bunch of the time, I was just like on the phone with the national budget thing too. Like, what cars do you guys have? I was Googling other places to, I asked him for his name at one point. Oh, it was great.
I feel like I've also been messed up by choosing the cheapest option. And like, it really just helps to just like go for the medium option because they're not as mean.
Totally. Because you know what they do? The cheapest option, it's like that's their cheap estimate. But when you get there, they try to upsell you on like literally everything. And then there's also a lot of like hidden fees. So like if you're even 45 minutes or if you're an hour late to returning the car, they charge you a full extra day. So like if your day rate is $50, then like you're an hour late, it's another 50. So you might as well keep it for another 23 hours. It's just all that, like, so they find ways to, they devise ways to make you pay as much as like the more expensive places are.
They're just craftier to make it seem like it's the cheapest option online.
The car rental places, I believe, are evil.
All of them.
In the same way that airlines are, like, where you don't understand like the inner workings of that.
You know what it is? It's that thing we were talking about earlier. It's a monopoly where it's just like there's only four of them. Well, I guess it's whatever, an oligopoly or whatever it is when there's three or four.
I think we can
set up the rules however we want.
Like
what are you going to do?
Own each other too.
Yeah, they're all the same people. Like National's also budget is also this is also that.
National, budget, and Hertz were just all in this thing. They're all using the same cars. All
right.
And is just fucking God.
I think there is a Seinfeld about it. He like goes to pick up the car and he's like, oh no, we don't have it. He's like, but I made a reservation. He's like, yeah, I mean, that's just a reservation. And he's like, well, then anyone can just make a reservation. The hard part is to hold the reservation. So rental cars were still bad in the early 90s.
They've always been bad.
What needs to happen is like a JetBlue/Virgin America, like a new person being like, all right, the system's broken.
Right. Something where I don't have to like go in, hand them my license, my credit card, give them like so much. My contract printed out on like a 1980s printer's like,
oh yeah,
and it was fucking perforated. Jude tore the perforated edges. off of that thing for me. Like, it, this whole thing should be, it should be an app. I should be able to get a, I should be able to get a QRC code that starts the car.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's what Zipcar is.
That's what it is. Look
at Zipcar. This is a long walk.
Well, if they had Zipcar in Montreal, then I would have, then I would have gotten it.
That took us to way past the our bedtime.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It was good. It was nice. And you know what? This is a short week. So guys, don't worry. We'll be back on Thursday.
Okay.
Thanks to our sponsors like Harry's and like Slugbooks. So, once again, that email address, if you have your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And if you have your own theme songs, we still want / need them. The opening one, which is also the closing one, was written by Ben Flowers. Let's go back to that sweet, sweet Green Day parody. See you guys Thursday. Bye. So if you need some sound advice, you should listen to these guys. They're beasts in that regard, and to that I say so no. Now you know what I'd do if I were you.
gmail.com. Hey everybody, it's Nicole Polizzi, but you may know me as Snooki from MTV's Jersey Shore. I totally feel like Snooki doesn't exist anymore, so I want you guys to get to know Nicole. Download my new podcast, Naturally Nicole, at podcastone.com. A lot has changed in my life with becoming a mother, getting married, losing weight, being fit. So be a part of my new, fantastic, fabulous world. Download Naturally Nicole every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.